Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our interview with Chef co-proprietor Timothy Hollingsworth of Odium in downtown L.A. And Tim, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tim, you have a new pastry chef, and before we move on, tell us a little bit about that person, because, of course, Chef Tim in Los Angeles, you got to have some decadent desserts as part of your menu or you're out of the action.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're very, 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 very happy to have Courtney Park on our team. I had the pleasure of working with her many years ago at the French Laundry. You know, we kind of grew up together there a little bit. And before she was the pastry chef and before I was the chef, she later grew into the pastry chef position and moved on. And I grew into the chef position. And, you know, we've kept touch over the years and whatnot. But, you know, through the pandemic, she moved down to Los Angeles and there was an opportunity to work together. So very happy to have her on the team. She's incredibly talented. And I feel like, you know, her flavor profiles and her techniques and stuff like that are really on par with my palate and my vision. So I think that we make a tremendous team, and we're just so lucky to have her on the team, honestly.
Chef Tim, a dessert that we found fun but very enjoyable that you have to give us kind of the food porn description of is her popcorn sherbet, because, again, that was kind of an unexpected treat, but some great textures and flavors. Give us the 411 on that, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so that was kind of, honestly, this was kind of a fun dish. So we, you know, when I worked pastry at the French Laundry a little bit too, and she was there throughout my time growing up there. And one of the things that I put on the menu there when I was on the pastry was popcorn sherbet. And so we were just sort of reminiscing and talking different ideas, and popcorn sherbet came up, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, she's like, remember that popcorn sherbet you did? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And so that was sort of the idea. And then she took that sherbet and you know, made a complete dish out of it, based off of like a caramel popcorn type of inspiration. And it's just fun and delicious. And I think creates a, for me, sometimes I like that caramely salty dessert, and, you know, popcorn blends well with caramel, of course, and salt. So, I think it makes a great dish, and it's been a great addition to our menu.
Hear, and not at all surprised to hear that, Chef Tim. Let's work back to the savory side. You have an incredibly popular dish that is a little bit unexpected, and that is you make naan to order, and it can come with three different types of spreads. We particularly enjoyed the chicken liver mousse, but also had the truffle butter. Tell us a little bit about where that came from and the fact that you actually make it to order.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to do, you know, we were thinking about what bread service we wanted. Of course, there's a lot of great bakeries in Los Angeles, a lot of great resources to be able to pull from. I didn't really feel like we had the capacity to do it or the correct equipment to do it in-house. That's like sort of traditional type of bread. We thought about Parker House rolls. We eventually moved into, you know, something fun and doing naan, which I don't think a ton of people in Los Angeles do. And then we decided to cook it a little bit differently. We actually fry it in clarified butter, pan fry it. So we just saute it gently in clarified butter, and you get these nice, like, golden blisters. You get this crispiness. Of course, it's kind of like buttery quality with the bread, with the naan dough. And it's just, I think it's incredible. And yes, the chicken liver for me is the one that I always gravitate towards as well. And I think it's just a fun, you know, a fun way to start your meal, or, you know, or pair with some other things that have sauce, and you want to kind of scoop up that sauce. But it's, you know, it's got this quality of like you're breaking bread with people, and I love that.
You know, again, just a great starter and a dish that you just can't resist, Chef Tim. You have a special way of pasta. It's something that, you know, is part of your heritage and background, and I know you enjoy doing it. And Saturday night when I came in with my group, you were right there in the front of your open kitchen, hand-rolling agnolotti. You got to love that. Now, we'll talk about that dish in a minute, but the gnocchi dish that you have on the menu right now, the russet potato gnocchi, is just really superb. Tell us a little bit about that dish, because that's a standout when it comes to pasta.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's a simple dough. You know, people always talk about how light and fluffy and delicate it is, and yeah, it is, and I think, you know, it's a potato style gnocchi, so we're using potatoes, we're mixing a little bit of egg and flour, a little bit of salt, and, you know, just the proper technique to not overworking that dough so you get this nice texture and like this dumpling style texture. Mm-hmm. And then we saute it, you know, to get it a little bit crisp, a little bit like of a kind of a nutty quality flavor, like a roasted flavor, because you have the caramelization on the gnocchi, and then we kind of ragu it together with emulsified truffles and butter and a little bit of guanciale that's been crisped up. And, you know, I think it makes a great dish. But it's a fun one, and it's been one that's really, really popular for us. So, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And gravitating onto the new menu is the agnolotti that we saw you preparing, that I believe is a sweet potato base. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so that is, you know, that is a sweet potato agnolotti. It's Japanese Okinawan sweet potatoes, which have a white flesh. And, you know, we treat the potatoes similar to the gnocchi, where we bake them on salt, and the sweet potatoes, similar to the potatoes of the gnocchi, the russet potatoes. We bake them on salt. Really, we're just trying to, like, pull out any moisture that has so that we can add stuff back into it. So we enrich it with butter and mascarpone cheese and just make this nice, beautiful farce. And then we stuff that with inside the agnolotti, and we pick it up with brown butter, roasted chestnuts, fried sage, and then a decent amount of lemon juice to have this kind of brown butter lemon vinaigrette with the Japanese sweet potato agnolotti, chestnuts. And I just think it's, you know, one of my favorite dishes. I love switching over to a new season, and the fall is one of the ones that just create such like a nice, like, homey quality. You know, the food is a little bit richer. It's a little bit more full flavored. Sometimes it takes a lot longer to cook because you're doing more braises and stuff like that. So I love transitioning into the fall every single year. I'm very excited about it. And I think this dish is one that, you know, shouldn't be missed for sure.
Hear, hear. And, you know, you might see Chef Tim on the way in the open kitchen preparing it. So can't ask
Definitely.
For more than that. Chef Tim, I'm a sucker for tableside service. And a table next to us last Saturday night ordered the braised lamb neck that comes out on a cart. As we're starting to run out of time, please give us a little profile of that, because, again, that's a showstopper. And the folks at the table next to us, just to let our audience know how friendly the guests are, they sent over a taste because they saw us looking at it. And, you know, that unexpected, but it kind of gives you an idea of people that dine at ODM are serious foodies, and they like to share that joy of discovery. So, again, just a little preview of how that dish arrives and is served, Chef Tim.
Definitely. First of all, I love that. That's amazing. Somebody so generous to sit next to you. But this dish is an incredible dish. It's the lamb necks are roasted, and then they're braised. And then they're gently warmed up in the oven for about 45 minutes, glazed in the lamb jus that we make from the braising liquid. And then we cook trahana, which is this fermented yogurt pasta that comes from Greece. And we cook that trahana, bind it with a little bit of tomato compote, a little bit of lamb jus, a decent amount of lemon juice, and chopped dill. And the result is, and it's
cumin tomato compote is in there. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. Then we basically we braise that lamb neck, we put it on the cutting board, and we pull it apart and what we call Frenching that into the trahana for the guests and garnish it with a little bit of picked dill. And I think that dish warms your soul. That's what I would say about that dish. One bite of that dish and you're just like, oh man, this is really, really nice. And it's just like perfect for a winter day.
Chef Tim, so many choices. I know that our audience will have fun re-experience Odium. Odium in downtown LA, adjacent to the Broad Museum on Grand Avenue. Website is Otium, OTIUMLA.com, and open for dinner nightly. Chef Tim, thanks for the time. We look forward to having you back because there's a rumor of a new restaurant venture out of state. And when that all comes together, we definitely want to give our audience the details.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy. Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's everything that is modernist pizza. This is an incredible achievement. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.